Fox says the global engineers, they're in control because they're smart. They're just totally ruthless and criminal. We're a bunch of naive sheep. What they do is they have unfunded mandates, federal laws on the states and the counties and the cities with regulations and control. That ups the huge budgets of the states. Then they get the states, the counties, the cities, every other governmental and quasi-governmental district to invest in offshore investments. And the lie was then they'll just take the profit from those and put them in budget. But they never do. Then the cities in the last few years, it started in Orange County. And then with the state investment fund about 5 years ago, they said, we want your money. And they said, you can't have it. And that's really one of the things that started things imploding. But that was by design. And now they're going to get the money out, and it's gone. Now that they're way over budget, they want some of the comprehensive annual financial report mafia, you know, books, and they're saying, it isn't there for you. You don't get it. Because the market's gone down. These companies are insolvent. The banks and brokerage firms and investment houses won't say how much money they've got. Government won't make them show it. They're the ones talking about more regulation to fix it, but they're the banks that are above regulation. They don't follow the same rules. They don't pay taxes. They do whatever they want. You can read news articles every day about top companies paying no taxes or 1% taxes. And no one enforces. Madoff, for decades they knew it was a Ponzi scheme. But he started the stock exchange, NASDAQ. So these guys don't play by the rules, folks. No one's looking at them. No one, this is their big heist. And the police state you see is to stop you from rightfully going and taking your government over through elections or physically and bringing them to justice. The only thing that can stop them is the people, and NORTHCOM is here to stop the people. NORTHCOM is here to destroy America and bring down the Republic. And I can bring Ron Paul on. I can bring Congressman Hamburg on. I can bring Senator Inhofe on here. I can bring them all on to tell you we're under NORTHCOM martial law. And those top generals, you know, getting multi-million-dollar golden parachutes when they retire, and defense contractors, you got all the low-level troops that think they're patriotic. It's a corporate takeover. You don't work for us anymore. I'm not your enemy. But let's not play games about who you're working for. Going back to Steve in California, I have one more question, then I'm going to everybody else.
Yeah, it was a point of interest I wanted to make. I don't know if you know this, but here in Southern California, we have the Magna Carta on display at the Ronald Reagan Library. And it kind of alarmed me when I found that out last month. You know, if the New World Order wanted to stage an attack, you know, for a pretext for many other actions.
I believe there's three copies of the Magna Carta, like there were 10 copies of the Declaration of Independence.
Right, but for symbolism, you know, state, if they wanted to stage an attack, you know, they could get rid of the document, destroy it, and, you know, have some kind of...
Yeah, for those that don't know, the Magna Carta is what the Bill of Rights and Constitution comes out of from 1215 and Runnymede. And the first thing Blair did when he got in office in 97, 96 was to say, I am getting rid of the Magna Carta. And the public was so dumbed down, you know, liquored up in England. I mean, they admit most alcoholic state in the world, just as decadent as the Americans. They're like, screw it, get rid of it. Now the police are on the street going, terrorism, if you photograph us. You're not allowed to videotape us beating somebody. We're in charge as a terrorist. Now they're busy stealing people's property. They have cameras in all the school's bathrooms as the children use the bathroom. That was in the news today, and the school said, what's the big deal? So we videotape your children, and now schools here in the U.S. putting cameras in bathrooms everywhere. That's 1984. Very interesting point about the Magna Carta. Very, very interesting. Oh, something else? Go ahead.
I just want to say, you're in my prayers, and keep fighting New World Order.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's only your prayers that keep us going here. And that's why I dedicate so much time to this. Not because I'm even some wonderful, good, you know, good guy. I mean, I am a good guy overall, but I'm worldly as well. I am here doing this because I know that no matter what the risk to myself, the cost of doing nothing is too high to my family and my fellow humanity. Because I know what happens to others will happen to myself or my children or their great-grandchildren. And I just love humanity. I just like good guys, creative people. I love honorable people. I hate scum. I hate traitors. I hate bullies. And let me tell you, filthy, disgusting, criminal bullies are in control of our society. And they got a giant spin machine trying to cover for them. But it's not going to work if you stop them.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, going back to your calls. Steve had one more point he wanted to make. Go ahead and make it. Oh, see, dropped off. Okay, Michael in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've got three short questions for you. The first question has to do with the economy. Real quickly, I'm a would-be federal government employee, a public planner, and I'm pretty seriously concerned with how community governments are being directed. For instance, it's hard for me to believe that particularly people in government are so stupid that they can't predict the fall of the value of the dollar in the face of a lot of common sense analysis and prediction.
Sir,
including,
hold on. They set the policies that did it. So, of course, they know it was going to happen, yes.
That's what I'm seeing.
No, I mean,
I'm seeing a lot of people who deny that.
Well, I mean, none of that's your opinion. They've written hundreds of white papers. The Federal Reserve's admitted they were doing this. I mean,
Yeah. So if there's an intentional aspect to this, and you and I probably agree that there is, why would the various banks that own the Federal Reserve deflate the value of the dollar? That's my first question.
Okay. You know what? Just give me all your questions, and I'll let you go and try to answer them, because it could take I want to try to move quickly today, but this is a very important why deflate? Okay, what's the next one?
Fair enough. As an analog to Irving Fisher's stamp script, would be, I think, an antidote to any fractional reserve banking system's constriction of credit. So the second question has to do with how such a system would be implemented, how you think such a system would be implemented. And the third question has to do with the people who are responsible for what we're in. When considering the history of Bolshevism and the Communist Manifesto, when considering the protocols of the Elders of Zion, when considering Harold Rosenthal's interview and many other documents, what do you think the relationship between Zionism and the world and the New World Order is? Do you think Zionism is a genuine racist movement? And really, that's about all I have.
Okay, that's three huge questions. Why would the private Federal Reserve that controls the United States and gets to milk it and where American taxpayers pay their money to the private Federal Reserve, why would they kill the goose that laid the golden eggs? Because they're internationalists, because the Federal Reserve has stock held in it by international groups and private families. That's on record. And so they must sacrifice the United States on the altar of globalism to bring in the new system. What did the Wall Street Journal last week with that headline about the New World Order's here, North American Union? They said, oh, this is the answer to fix the crisis. You're not going to have a good economy. You're not going to have a job and food on the table and clothes for your children and a car to drive to work and no vacations, no life, basically, depression, unless you do what we say. And that is all these different private central banks owned by the same families are now merging into one global bank that will set taxes, regulations, carbon taxes, micromanaging every part of your life. So they've answered it for you. They said decades ago in the Trilateral Commission documents in the 70s that we've covered ad nauseum that they would implode the economy around 2005, they're a few years behind, and merge the American Union, the Asian Union, the European Union together. Those agreements are already all been signed. We're already in an American Union, already merging with the European Union. As of 2 years ago, I have Bush on the White House lawn saying it with the leader of the European Union and Merkel, the head of Germany. And we have the Judicial Watch documents through Fourier. We're in it. And the public's just now being told by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that, oh, yeah, it is a North American Union. That'll fix the crisis. So, see, they always get us 4 or 5 steps ahead and then tell us about a step 5, 6 steps behind. That's how they do this. You know, they build the camps, then they introduce legislation. Oh, we're going to legalize camps and have the local police under it and the local clergy. I said I was going to blitz through phone calls. These questions are so important, it's hard to not answer them all. Then you talked about what type of money system should we have if we remove the fractional reserve banking fraud of the international bankers, which they're not even doing fractional reserve banking now. They just do whatever they want. And that answers your first question. They've created unlimited capital, thousands of trillions over the last few decades in European and U.S. money. They have bought up real assets with it, knowing it would later devalue the money. They've held that off, and now that phase is coming. So that's what's happening there. What type of system should we have? If we had a good government, if the people were involved and educated about fractional reserve banking and educated about paper script, it really does grease the skids of the economy. It's just going to be used and abused and will always be abused. And so it's a very dangerous system. Set currencies of silver or gold or tally sticks or seashells or wampum, glass beads, whatever people have used throughout history, salt, sugar, spices, frankincense and myrrh, that can all be misused and cornered. People always go in history when that happens and buy up the key distribution of that, the key production of those things, and then they manipulate that. So that's a problem as well. But it's better than a fiat system run by the elite. Could we have a fiat system run by the government? I tend to lean towards that, disagree with Ron Paul and the Austrian School of Economics about their goldback system, because we're so deep into this that we'd have to extricate ourselves. And Ron Paul has said it would take some time. So I think a hybrid of the two systems, I think competing monetary systems are the answer. So perhaps we can have a script system, a private script system, or group of script systems, and then a group, and then a government system, and then at the same time have a barter system, you know, with gold and silver that would be done also off of script. Then you're back to the goldsmiths, who would only have so much gold in their vault and issuing too much script, and then buying off politicians with their undue capital that's really fiat. And on the subject of Zionism, you know, we have guests on here to talk about what Zionism is. And Zionism isn't a criticism of Jews themselves. Zionism is a political ideology very similar to what Hitler said, the white supremacists say, or what the Black Israelite movement says. I mean, every group, Japan has a group that says they're the master race and everybody else is scum. And it says that everybody else are basically animals who can be killed and destroyed at will. And it's a horrible political system, certainly for the Palestinians in and around Israel. And so I am in opposition to that apartheid-type system. I think it's very hypocritical that Israel can do things that's way worse than what South Africa did, and it's A-OK with the media, but then what South Africa did was bad. No, it's both equally bad. And this is the thing. Humans do this to humans. You know, Europeans, before they took over Africa, they had slave Europeans. And then as soon as they revolted, they said, well, we'll just grab these people as slaves. And they had black folks there selling them, you know, because blacks had black. Humans enslave each other. And we have to come to the realization of that system throughout history and expose it. I mean, what's the drug war? Millions and millions of nonviolent marijuana smokers staying in prison longer than violent offenders. Why? Because a marijuana smoker is a good worker. You know, they're not on pot. They're not stoned. They're not crunking, as Paul Hartman would say. And and so it's slavery. It's slavery legalized. But I also don't like to bash Israel too much because I don't want to be in association with all the other tribal groups that make up exaggerated stuff about Israel, go crazy about Israel, hate all Jews, you know, make it a big thing. I don't like all this tribalism, all this racism, whatever you want to call it. Now, I just spent 10 minutes with one caller. I've got to somehow get to more callers here. But Michael in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
I really enjoyed your speech.
What speech was that?
The speech that you were just talking about. Your three questions. I can't say I disagreed with anything that you said in particular. I would like you to talk a little bit more about Irving Fisher's stamp script, but that's about it.
You know, I have read about that. I'm familiar with it, but I'm not that big an expert on it. Why don't you explain it to folks?
Okay, Irving Fisher's stamp script had to do with getting to the fundament of what is money. And what is money has to do with labor. It doesn't have to do with the value of gold. It doesn't have to do with the value of silver or any other precious metal. It doesn't have to do with the value of land. It has to do with the value of labor and how you put value on that and how you trade value for that in small communities.
Yes, and then getting local scripts, which everybody agrees upon, and then there's a known amount that's out there, and it's just an agreed-upon mode of exchange for your labor, for your time, for your energy. And that's why I'm saying we need local currencies competing with regional currencies, competing with national currencies, competing with international currencies. That way, elites can't corner the market. It's a separation of powers within the entire monetary scheme. It is a liberalization of the symbols of credit. And that's what we need. We need liberation in the money system. But the average public, that's why we're enslaved. It's like, well, what's money? I want money. You can show somebody a big wad of $100 bills, and they'll just get all excited. Oh. And all this is something that was just printed up. The Federal Reserve orders it printed by the private by the governmental treasury, and then it's issued. But that's less than 1% now of physical, real money in circulation. It's all just zeros and ones in a computer. The bank just says you got $10,000 or $5,000 or $100 or $1 million, whatever it is, in the bank. It's just zeros and ones. But by you going and depositing your little paper check in there, they loan out 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times all the real physical money they've got in there, leveraged. And so what does the bank really want? It wants you to go bankrupt because it doesn't care about the fake zeros and ones in its computer. It wants your house. It wants your company. It wants to set up a depression so everybody collapses. That's why they issue all this credit, because they control it so that their false credit bubble of debt can implode and take over the entire economy with it. All right, more calls straight ahead right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
All right, let's try to get through some of these calls. Who's up next here, John? Joe in Chicago. You're on the air, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny, the barrage of phone calls that you're getting from Illinois and the Chicago area ever since good old Blagojevich, this whole scandal came.
Well, we've always gotten a lot of calls from Illinois, but yeah, we've been getting even more, I've noticed.
Yeah, and I do have to say one thing about this guy. I mean, there was a commentator, political commentator on WGN News that basically said this whole thing. He's like, it's basically the whole impeachment panel was like, and I quote, he's like, it was like a bunch of flies hanging on a wall. all blaming one fly for having dirty feet. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't accept the fact that they've all got dirty feet, that you don't kick them out.
That is true. That is true. But one thing that that I saw that was really interesting, the evening that he got back, I believe it was like last Tuesday or something like that, when after he got impeached, and they had a kind of impromptu media conference out in, you know, by his front door, and he was talking about how, you know, basically his rights were violated as far as him not being able to bring forth you know, any witnesses.
That's right. And the Senate lied and said, we used the Bill Clinton rules, and Bill Clinton wasn't allowed to bring witnesses. Funny, I remember Bill Clinton brought a bunch of them, including Vernon Jordan. So they are lying about the fact that, it's normal to not allow people to call witnesses. And so definitely it's a corrupt system sacrificing him for some reason. And I don't know if that's the Bush administration blackmailing Obama, because Blagojevich came up with him under the control of, Blagojevich was a congressman formerly too. So he's always worked with Rahm Emanuel, who's as dirty as they come. So, I mean, we don't know the full extent of this, but in the final equation, it's a diversion and a distraction to begin with. I mean, sure, Elliot Spitzer starts going after Bank of America and others for scams they're running, and suddenly, you know, his one impropriety with hookers, he was under FBI surveillance the whole time. They're all under surveillance. The British Parliament's under surveillance. They're arresting members of Parliament now when they leak information about government corruption. Because the intelligence agencies that work for the big banks, they are the real government. And so this slapping governors around and congressmen around, and they're going after Rangel right now and everybody else, that's about the real government, the military-industrial complex, letting everybody know in line, we don't care how powerful you are, we'll crush you whenever we want. Even if you got dirt on us, our media won't let that come out. And you don't get a fair trial. Do you understand?
Right, right, exactly.
No, I mean, it's bad.
And the thing that's really interesting about it is, which kind of hit home, I mean, even though, you know, he is a pseudo scumbag, you know, to begin with, but the thing that was really interesting that he said in his speech, which, you know, he was getting kind of teary-eyed and stuff like that, but the one thing that he did say is he talked about, you know, his First Amendment rights, he talked about all of his rights to be able to speak about this, and he says, if you think that they would do this to a governor, what do you think that they would do to you, the ordinary citizen? He's like, I am also fighting for your rights.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's bad. You know, the reason I don't care if they destroy him, you know, even if they're violating his rights, I mean, I am against that. But and I certainly want him to be able to call witnesses, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to cry tears for Blagojevich. The guy 3 months ago said he's calling out the National Guard for door-to-door gun confiscation in Illinois. He's evil, folks. He's evil. Tommy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tommy.
Alex.
Hello.
Alex. Hey. Hey. Okay. Hey, I got a couple questions for you here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
All right. So I don't really see people standing up against this whole New World Order thing, because from what I've come across on the internet these days, it's like people are just, they're just arguing with each other.
Yeah, they're trying not to be slaves, yeah.
Yeah, and they claim they're, you know, anti-New World Order, I'm going to change this, and, you know, they've run out of things to really talk about, and
they mainly talk about me.
Right, exactly. That's what
they talk about me more than they talk about Obama. I mean, I'm literally, I'm like,
exactly.
Which actually only helps me. I love the fact they spend their energy attacking me everywhere. People just remember my name and go check it out. That's the big dirty secret, is that I actually love it. I mean, it's all a bunch of baloney anyways. It's not true. None of it sticks. So I'm going to let them make up whatever malarkey they want. Let me comment on that when we come back. Anything else you want to answer?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Well, just go ahead and add it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yes. I guess that's it, Alex. I appreciate it.
All right. Good to hear from you. I'm going to comment on what you had to say when we come back, okay? This is key information straight ahead after this quick break. We'll be back in 3.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
Oh, Smokey, keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. In Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
All right.
He's found it down.
To answer that last caller's question,
we're going to do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way.
I will do that, and then we will go back to your phone calls and some economic news that I haven't covered yet. But first, I like this one little part coming up. No, I don't have time to play the song. Old Smokey's got his ears on. He's out on your tail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. So let that hammer down and give it hell. All right. Little Alex Jones karaoke torture for everybody. You know, so what? I would talk about this type of news 13 years ago, and most people would laugh at me. And then about 10 years ago, about half people would laugh at me. And then about 3 years ago, 10% of people laugh at me. And now I do radio talk shows every week where people are attacking me. The host is attacking me, and every single caller calls in and agrees. And the host gets mad. Canada, England, the United States. Period. So, let people continue to attack. They've all been proven wrong. Everything we've talked about has happened. And I say unfortunately, because I wish we could have turned all this around. I wish I wasn't right about all this, but I was reading RAND Corporation documents, CFR documents, declassified CIA documents. That's what I do. And so I know what was going to happen, so I've been proven right. So my stock goes up, mainstream media stock goes down. And it goes for the entire alternative media. There's a lot of bull out there in alternative media as well. But people learn what to trust and what not to trust. People know the government's out there with disinfo on the internet now, attacking people. That's now admitted. Wasn't before, now it's admitted. My stock goes up again, I told people. Pentagon admits they go after me. They show 9/11 truth groups in Congress saying these are terrorists. We've got to shut down the web because of them. People hear that and just come and check us out even more. So fortune does favor the bold, and the fortune we're looking for is liberty and freedom, and as things get darker and darker and more serious, folks are going to wake up. So understand something. It was about 2% that started the Revolutionary War against the British because of their abuses in 1775, and then it kicked off officially in 1776, and only 5% were involved for the entire war against the British. The majority of people were Tories. They were for the system. George Washington just wasn't fighting the British, the greatest army ever in the world, never been defeated in ground fights. He was fighting the people who were mainly British, who wanted to go along as cowards. Now, by the time they started winning 7 years in, around 20% of the public started saying they were for it. Guess what happened to hundreds of thousands of people who've been prominent for the British? They were very nice. The founders let them sell their property for value, gave them a year to get out, and said, go to Canada or go to England, get out of here. Leave or we're going to hang you. Because they'd engage in all sorts of atrocities, killing people, murdering. Something you see in that movie, The Patriots, a true story, burning them up in the church. They did that all over the place. Concentration camps, you name it. So we've got more than 5% here in the info war. We don't want it to become physical. But if we have to defend ourselves, that's the way it is. We've got 5% of the public. We've got probably 10% that really knows what's going on. Just a lot of them are scared and aren't in the fight yet. If you look at the abolitionist movement in 1800, you can go pull these numbers up. Less than 2% of the British population were abolitionists, less than 2% of the American population here in the United States. 2%! Go forward 60-something years, and they were now the majority in the South, the majority in the North, and the minority in the South. But the point is only, 3% of people in the South owned slaves. That was a minority. They were the only ones at the end that were actually for it. But you're talking about the vast minority just 60-something years later who were for slavery, and it was outlawed with the Emancipation Proclamation. So you can look at that 2% in the North in 1800 and people laughing at them, people saying they were idiots, they had no power, they weren't. It was a joke, they were fools. But you saw England outlaw slavery. You saw Latin America, the countries down there, outlaw it by the 1830s and 40s, depending on the nation. You see Mexico outlaw slavery. You see slavery being outlawed all over the world. You saw slavery being outlawed in areas of Asia separately. You know, that was Asians with Asian slaves. They call it the caste system. Where do you still have slavery today? India. Only place. And it's the color of your skin. It's a caste system. Because Europeans, about 4,000 years ago, came into northern India and they set up a caste system there. That's what groups always do to each other. They've got caste systems in Africa where one tribe that's bigger has the other. That's how humans, when they get out of control, operate. So people can sit here all day and say, oh, you're not going to do anything, Alex. You're not going to affect change. Bull. I'm just one person in this fight. I'm just one little piece of the fight against corruption and tyranny. And I know that as you wake up others and as the enemy squeezes tighter and tighter, we have the moral ground. I don't care how much propaganda the establishment has, how much spin they've got. The police running around in black uniforms, tasering people, and cameras in schoolrooms and bathrooms is tyranny, is wrong. And private offshore banks looting the country and setting up tyranny is wrong. And it's going to fall. The question is, how far will the tyranny get before it falls? And so just saying nobody's going to do anything, people are doing things. People are doing a lot. We'd be in a lot worse situation right now if people hadn't stood up to tyranny and hadn't warned folks. What if people 10, 15, 20 years ago talking about the New World Order hadn't done what they did? We wouldn't have all this credibility right now. But we told everybody it was going to happen. We were right. The enemy moved forward, and now people are listening. So it's up to us now as we see everything unfolding, not to whine and complain and bitch about it, but to say, okay, we were right. Let's do something about it. To all the people on the fence, okay, you didn't believe FEMA camps were real? Here it is in a bunch of newspapers. Okay, you didn't believe that the WMDs were staged? Well, now it's admitted. Okay, well, you didn't believe that a Barack Obama was going to keep the secret arrest and torture going? Here's his own executive order. You don't believe the mainstream media is lying? They told you he got rid of this. Here's WhiteHouse.gov. Here it is. He didn't do that. He lied to you. Now, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to say about that? And there's thousands of other issues, and I could rant all day about it. So, look, keep the attacks going. Keep lying about me. Keep doing everything you're doing. Just spell my name right. It's Alexjones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Just keep attacking. Just keep it going. Please, I want you to intensify it. More. Give me more. Because all your curses and all your attacks are just blessings to me in the end. God just turns it right around and turns it into something good. So just please. If you strike me down, and I don't want that to happen because I got work to do, but even if they strike me down, that just gets bigger. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The tree of liberty must be nourished from time to time, must be fed, must be watered. The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So understand that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they probably won't kill me. They'll destroy me in the media. But there's not much to go after me on. I'm a pretty boring guy. So they'll try to manufacture stuff. That doesn't work anymore. People know they're a pack of liars. Look at Blagojevich, a complete open criminal, and people are defending him because they know he's the underdog. They know the system's so corrupt that even though that guy's corrupt, he must have done something against them. The system is shot, folks. It's got to be reworked. It's got to be recreated. Real change, not phony Obamanoid change. Obama! Obama! Bush! You got all these neocons now, all these super right-wing people saying, I like Obama. Yeah, he's starting new wars, encircling Russia, setting up a police state. They love him. Pat Robertson's endorsed him. What does that tell you out there? That means they're making their move with this guy. And so am I going to wimp out and wait till people wake up to him to attack him and go after him politically? No. I'm stepping right up to the president. They know that I've produced some of the most viral videos in history, hundreds of millions of views online. They'll probably try all kinds of crap. We've had all sorts of stuff going on. Good. I'm here to fight the New World Order. I'm not here to suck my thumb and play games. I'm here to go toe-to-toe 110%, and they may kick my butt in the ring. But I'm here in the ring, and you better believe this. You attack my liberty. You attack my freedom. You attack my country. You attack my family. I'm going to fight back. And you may beat me, but you better believe I'm going to keep swinging all the way. And I kick like a mule, and I bite like a crocodile. And so do the American people. So we need to come together against the New World Order and stop forgetting race, religion, all the stuff we fight about. We need to agree on liberty and freedom and the destruction of tyranny in the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Annie in New York.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Annie.
I think you're wonderful. I was working the night that you were... You went after Geraldo, and I worked in the McGraw-Hill building, and I watched that whole thing. It was quite amazing.
Did you watch it out the window?
Yeah. I was working.
300 demonstrators taking over their live broadcast. That was beautiful.
It was great. It was wonderful. But I wanted to ask you a couple of things. I mean, it's so difficult for people. I'm one of eight, you know, children. I'm a baby boomer. But, you know, I've been following this stuff. I used to work for FEMA, and following this stuff for years, and thank God got, you know, acquainted with you and your site. The problem is trying to convince people who you know, people who you share values with. And they're intelligent people. They work for universities and major corporations. But they just won't come and see the light. And I just get scared that this might be the make or break year, 2009.
That's because subconsciously they know it's true. They're afraid. So they go, no, everything's fine. No, everything. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I've seen people, I've had family, cousins and people over, and I've tried to give them a DVD, and they act like it's a snake. No, I don't. But you know why? Because they know it's real. But
yeah,
go ahead.
I appreciate that point of view, because when I tried to get people to watch Loose Change, it was almost like they were little kids and they were breaking one of the church commandments, and they were going to get caught. They were so afraid, but they did watch it.
Well, that's a good way to get our material out, because it is avant-garde. It is cutting edge. It is underground. It is dangerous. You tell them, this is a super suppressed video, which it is. They're trying to erase them and shut down Endgame, Terror Storm, all these powerful films. And you tell them, oh, this is hardcore. And they'll run home and, you know. Anything else?
But, you
absolutely.
Know, it would be helpful if one of your writers, you know, like the five steps of grieving. There's also a process like that akin with coming to grips with what the heck is going on. You know, and anger, I feel a lot of anger. I'm over the shock between your stuff and crossing the Rubicon, and I really like that new site that you, the August review, that was very helpful. But it would be great if somebody could put together, you know, the steps of not grieving, but coming to grips with the horrible future.
Ma'am, we're trying to expand. We've got three writers that are full-time, a couple that are part-time, and some folks that are guest contributors that we appreciate. We're trying to expand, and we're doing it while everything's imploding. So, yes, we're trying to do that. We're going to have a lot. In the next few months, people are going to see it. Instead of two films a year, three, four films a year. More. Well, just wait. You're going to see some new things happening here. And anything else you want to add?
I wonder if you think that peak oil will play any role in putting the, you know, kibosh to their the global movement. I mean,
it's contrary. You know, when you mentioned Rupert, he would talk about 98% accurate, and they would add some things. You know, Rupert called for population reduction, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he wrote that and has given speeches on it, and he kind of, you know, he's retired, I guess, to put it lightly these days. Peak oil is actually, they want to reduce resources to control the population, but certainly, well, let's just put it this way. Peak oil is one area that I think you should look at the alternatives on and research, okay? Good to hear from you, though. Great to have you on board with us as a listener. I'm going to come back. Well, I'm going to plug these sponsors, then I'm going to go to some more of your calls. And I do have some economic news I want to hit. All these top economists are talking about we are already in a depression. Even The Economist magazine, which is as prestigious as it gets. I mean, it's economists that write it. It's kind of a prestigious internal journal that's sold on newsstands. I mean, these are actual white papers, you know, that are in it. And they're saying that, and I got a few other economic stories I wanted to hit on. But before I do that, I had one more sponsor that I wanted to tell folks about that is making this show possible. Plus, they're just great folks, and that's eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. The website is just the letter E, foodsdirect.com. And they have a deal going, I'm told, just a few more weeks where you can get a sampler pack. It's a three-day responder kit is what it's called. It's large servings for one person for 3 days for $21 of high-quality, non-GMO food. And just try it. It's the three-day responder, three-day one-adult food supply for only $21.95. Give. This is at cost, by the way. They're doing this as a promotion. And then decide to get a year supply or six-month supply. They have a boogie pack, one-month supply for an adult that just is in a box about this big that just fits in your trunk. So, again, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They have a lot of great videos and material as well for free on their website about the products. They're the longest continually operating. They're the biggest horrible foods company. They're the folks I trust, eFoodsDirect.com. They're patriots like us. Okay, let's go ahead and go to another phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, sir, Alex. Help support our troops. Decriminalize medicinal marijuana because many of our brave troops experience traumatic brain injuries, TBIs, from IEDs.
And all the studies of major medical institutions, not the marijuana lobby, the ragtag lobby, but major studies say it is great for brain trauma, great for PTSD. They've done placebo tests with Prozac and sugar pill, and Prozac is actually bad for PTSD, but they put them on it when marijuana helps them. And I totally agree with you. And, again, I'm not a marijuana guy. I mean, I've smoked marijuana before, and every few years I'll be at an event or something. I go, okay, and then I go, oh, now I remember why I don't smoke this. You know, I don't like this. But, you know, I really think that, I agree with you.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is now is the time for our returning troops to have medicinal marijuana because it's at least an option to help from their recovery from TBIs. And it's so crucial. I mean, everybody wants to help our troops. And there's the reason I think that we're going to put this medicinal marijuana is you over the line, because who doesn't want to help our troops? And not
well, you know why glaucoma, you know, glaucoma is pressure in the eye, inflammation inside that makes you go blind. It's the number one treatment now, the most effective THC drops in the eye.
Right.
And my grandmother even had glaucoma, and they, you know, gave her those drops, and it worked for her. And so why is that? The eyes are part of the brain. You know, they grow out in the embryonic development. And a lot of times the person also has inflammation of the brain from MSG, aspartame, fluoride, things in the water. And that's why with brain injuries, some brain injuries, not all of them, they found with marijuana is good because it does reduce brain inflammation, swelling, just like it does for the eye. And so I guess you've done your research that, yes, marijuana is medicinal with brain swelling and inflammation.
I know from my own experience, but distilled cannabis essential oil has been found to be a cure-all for many ailments.
There are few plants that you can really call wondrous, and none of them stand above. Not, you know, not the plant they get bear aspirin out of, not Malaluga, or not
nothing compares.
I mean, not the aloe vera plant. Marijuana is, I've seen all the studies, it's just an absolutely fantastic thing, and that's why it's banned in this country, because the globalists don't want you having access to real health care. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today. 908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, I know we got loaded phone lines. Gunther, Bill, Josh, many others. I'll have to get to you tomorrow. I got some final news I need to hit. And the rebroadcast is coming up. By the way, we do have Professor Griff of Public Enemy on Thursday. So that is coming up Thursday. That guy, he's on the road right now and listening. I want to say hi to Professor Griff. That's going to be interesting. Any other big hip-hop folks want to call us, come on the show and talk about Obama and the New World Order, just email Aaron at Infowars.com. Two ways, we'd love to have you. Any other rock and roll folks, Hollywood people, you know, they call, a lot of them call me all the time, but they're just scared to come on. They just want to touch base, say they appreciate what we're doing. That, but it helps to have a lot of people from every genre on because that just expands it. Now, worst January on record for stocks. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. GM to use bailout billion to invest in Brazil. They're going to use the money to build a automaker in Brazil. So they're going to use the money to move overseas. And I saw another one of the companies is going to use the money to, it was GM too, to move to Mexico. So we're just paying for them to move. See, the government's so corrupt, anything they do isn't going to turn to good. And it's a diversion. $50 billion to the automakers, that's nothing. Or $850 billion for a new stimulus package, $255,000 per job to create a job. Those are going to be government jobs and control freak jobs and things they control. We're in trouble, folks, because these people are stealing it all. And everybody's scared in the crisis that the bankers created, so they're like, okay, go ahead and do it. Actually, a lot of folks were against it, the vast majority against the bailout, but it still happened. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right here at the end of the show, because, Ted, we can't count on the government. We know it's going down. Gold's shot up way over 900. And I talked to you this morning as I was out of town. You're telling me you're still offering prices from over a week ago, but the buys you made at gold at the 835 level or 830 level, that will be gone soon. So, and then you're going to have to up price. You have to buy more gold. So people are getting it. You know, the gold, it was $70, $80, $90 less than it is right now. That priced into the price of this gold when most places don't even have it. So I wanted to give folks an opportunity to get into something that has real tangible assets as they're devaluing the dollar. So specifically, what are the coins you've got, and is this the last time you'll be able to give this offer?
Right on the target here. And if gold continues to rise, obviously I can't do it. I'll hold it till midnight tonight. But I do have the franc currently right now at 217. I repriced them currently right now. They'd be 228. The British sovereign presently right now is at 265, and in today's market it's 279. I just completely sold out of the Buffaloes. The silver dimes are still available, but the Walking Liberty halves are gone. The silver dimes right now are at $1.46. Plain old silver dollars shot up over $20 a piece, so you can't get those anymore. That Creature from Jekyll Island book, I do put them in there, and that's $26.45. We have a lot of really good deals. Alex, this gold and silver market's going nuts right now. A lot of people want to get in. Really good news. People are calling me from the Creature from Jekyll Island book, from Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh like crazy. I was thinking that they want answers. It's really refreshing to know that that is exactly what they're looking for. And I'm going to give it to them, and I'm going to bring them over and have them start.
Okay, so you're still selling a $25 book for $25 with a silver dollar that's selling for $22 on the market, and then you're doing the shipping too. So you're talking a $60 plus value for 26 something?
Yeah, right. I mean, now that the silver dollars have gone up, it is. It's just poking up there right around $60. That's
a loss leader. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You have francs. You have British sovereigns. You have dimes and silver at the price that you were giving with. How much is that? How much has the market gone up from that price?
Well, it's gone up about $100, like you say, and the silver, obviously not $100, but certainly if you put a percentage on it, it's about 10% or better. So
things have gone up 10%. You're giving them an offer priced in 10% lower than the market when most places are completely sold out. You're starting to sell out. Folks, give the brokers a call. They'll be there till midnight with this deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Now, Fram and FM stations, we'll see you back tomorrow. If everybody else, retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.